Harper Audio presents Land of the Mango Sunsets, written by Dorothea Benton Frank, and performed by Nanette Savard. Copyright 2007 by Dorothea Benton Frank. We called it the Land of Mango Sunsets. None of the old islanders knew what we meant by that, as they had only ever heard of mangoes. But I knew all about the romance of them from my earliest memories of anything at all. My parents had honeymooned in the South Pacific, which in those days was considered a little reckless, certainly titillating, and above all, highly exotic. Every morning they left their beds, still half-dreaming, to find a tray outside the door of their bungalow. They would bring it behind the curtains of mosquito netting and into their bed, and burn away the sour paste of morning breath with a plate of sliced mangoes dripping with fleshy sweetness, a pot of strong tea, and a rack of toast. From then on, mangoes were equated with love, tenderness, and hopeful beginnings, and we spent our lives looking everywhere for other examples of them. On the island where my family had kept the same cottage for over 100 years, there was a sliver of time late in the day when the sun hung in the western sky after it stopped burning white and before it dropped into the horizon. For just a few minutes it would transform itself into a red-orange orb. Wherever we were on the island...